So a lot of work culminates with tonight's launch of round two of the Cinetopia Film Festival.
That is absolutely correct. We're very excited about it. Amanda,
I have to say, the difference about the hype that is going into this year's festival as opposed to last, the media really glomming on both in Detroit statewide and getting some national attention as well. This is really an exciting time.
Yeah, the whole idea for Cinetopia is that we make a breakthrough in terms of a major festival for metropolitan Detroit area. So we're on the road to do that. We're still thinking it's going to take 10 years to get there in terms of fulfilling all the potential. But in its second year, we've made some really good progress. Now, before we talk in great depth about Cinetopia, because Amanda and I could talk about it easily for an hour. We could just go right to 9 or 10 o'clock about this.
I will let people know that you did tell me last night I just wasn't needed today.
That's right. Amanda and I, you can just go take a coffee break, David.
Exactly right.
But there are a couple of films opening at the Multiplex, so we don't want to pass that up.
Right.
The Internship, which stars Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, is opening up.
It's two been funny a guys.
Long promoted film, and so if you like Wedding Crashers, you definitely want to go see The Internship. There are two salesmen who are put out of jobs by the internet world, and they oddly get a Google internship, you know, these 42-year-old some things are with these college students, and it's a culture clash on several levels.
Well, Vince Vaughn has made it an amazing career to basically play different versions of Vince Vaughn
in
the movies, you know?
Just like Jimmy Stewart. Well, not quite. and then The Purge is also opening up this week, and Ethan Hawke plays a dad who lives in a world a lot like the United States, except one day a year, all laws are unenforceable. So that includes murder and mayhem of any kind. So people hunker down and just kind of try to make it through the day, except their family comes in a great deal of threat and have to deal with all of this. So if you buy that premise, you definitely want to go check out The Purge.
That sounds like a really bad day.
it sounds like a really bad day. But as you said, we're here to talk about Cinetopia, which opens tonight at 7:15, and then at 7:45, there's three different films, two different sets of films, and we're very excited.
Well, tonight, Iggy and the Stooges are going to take center stage, so to speak.
Yes, we are screening the documentary footage of a tribute to Ron Ashton, which was a concert that we had at the theater back in April of 2011. And this is the concert documentary. So we will not be joined live by Mr. Pop, but the band will be on stage because it's really kind of meta that we are going to see the film in the theater. In the theater where the concert took place, it's hard to wrap your head around.
It's kind of looking into a mirror where the picture never ends.
Yes.
Well, and obviously, punk was and Iggy and the Stooges was a huge movement that took place, and they were right at the forefront of it. And they're from Ann Arbor. They're from Ann Arbor, Detroit. So that's exciting all by itself. Henry Rollins from Black Flag was the MC, and he's a smart guy.
Of his spoken word stuff is amazing.
Yeah, and there's whole internet pages dedicated to quotes from Henry Rollins. I mean, he's a smart guy, and he was a really engaging and very passionate MC. And then Jim Jarmusch, the filmmaker, was here filming stuff about Iggy and the Stooges, because he's got a documentary. He's not the director of this film. Kathy Ashton is actually the director, and that's Ron Ashton's sister, who's been working in the film industry for a long, long time. Kathy's going to be at the screening, and that's just one of three films that are opening. That's at the Michigan Theater. At the State Theater, we have Haunter, which Amanda's excited about because she's met and talked to the screenwriter, who's an Ann Arbor native.
Yep, Brian King is the screenwriter of the film, and he's written a couple other films that have played in Hollywood. And his mom just kind of said, "Hey, you ever heard of this film? Oh, my son happens to be the screenwriter." And I said, "I'm going to get this film for Cinetopia."
Stars Abigail Breslin.
Yep, it just played at South by Southwest back in March, and I'm super excited that we were able to scoop it up. So we have Brian coming in for the screening tonight as well as the screening on Saturday. So Haunter is a spooky horror thriller. It's not gory, it's spooky.
It's by the director that did Splice.
Yep.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't thought about that movie in a long time.
I know. So So like I said, it's not gory. It's spooky. It's kind of like a cross between Groundhog Day and The Sixth Sense in terms of plot, with, you know, the same day being lived over and over again.
Yeah, Abigail Breslin's character is a ghost who died in the 1980s. She's 16 years old, and she's been reliving this day for about 20 years now, about 30 years now. And then Let My People Go is a Finnish comedy. We describe it as a Finnish, French, gay, Jewish comedy, and
it's got a little something for everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a lot of fun, and that's opening at Angel Hall. And those are the three Ann Arbor venues for Cinetopia: the Michigan Theater, and then we'll also have films in the screening room starting tomorrow. The State Theater, one screen, and we have a brand new digital cinema setup at the State Theater, especially for Cinetopia.
Oh, this is great!
And then Angel Hall in the University of Michigan campus. We're going to be paying tribute to University of Michigan professor and Hollywood screenwriter Jim Bernstein. That's one of the things we'll do with all of the Cinetopias, is pay a tribute to the writers that come from Michigan, particularly University of Michigan, but the state of Michigan has made a huge contribution to the writers. Brian King from Entente is one of those examples here in contemporary times. But then, you know, if you like dramas, if you like comedies, and I hope you get the feeling from the opening day that, you know, we've got a world premiere, and then we've got the best films from the world's best film festivals. We have another Finnish film coming in that is the North American premiere, and it's called Body Fat Index of Love, which is
I'm
fun.
Overqualified.
it's about an advertising executive set in contemporary times who's trying to get his life together. You know, he's not a kid anymore, but he kind of acts like a kid, and you can kind of do that, as we know from Mad Men, in the advertising world.
Okay.
The whole film builds to the point where he ends up at the with his paramour at the world famous, literally the world famous Finnish wife carrying contest.
Wife carrying contest.
It's kind of like the steeplechase, except with a woman on your back.
So anyway,
is that real?
It's real.
Totally real.
People do that.
Yes, every year.
The sun never sets in Finland the summer. So
that's right.
Just think about
that.
No,
it's a big deal. The winners, the annual winners, are held in such high regard. This is no joke. This is the wife carrying contest. It's a real thing.
And then in terms of documentaries, we have this Lord Montague about this very fascinating British guy who also set up the first British automobile museum. We have a film that Brian Hunter, one of the other programmers, it was his favorite film of Sunday. It's called This Is Martin Bonner. A couple of the actors and the director and producer is coming from this. We're paying tribute to Robert Altman. There's a Robert Altman Symposium that the University of Michigan's running. And then also, Cinetopia is playing at the Detroit Institute of Arts with our partner, the Detroit Film Theater. Elliot Wilhelm was a great deal of help. My favorite comedy from Sundance last year, Wrong, is playing at the State Theater on Sunday. It's actually playing a couple times. It is a cornucopia of great comedy, great drama, great documentaries, tributes, 45 films, and there's a free rooftop theater that we're setting up.
At the Maynard Street parking structure.
Yeah, that we're setting up on the Maynard Street parking structure, thanks to the State Street Area Association and the Downtown Development Authority, which WEMU covers very aggressively. We're going to show two films on Friday night and Saturday.
Yep, on Friday night we're showing the Robert Altman comedy classic Popeye.
With Robin Williams
and
Shelley
Duvall.
That was perfect casting.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So that's Friday, starting at 9:30-ish at dusk on floor 8 of the Maynard Street parking structure. And on Saturday, we're showing The Neverending Story. So that's going to be totally family
friendly.
Great
family night.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Bring your kids, dress them in their warm jammies, and come down to the parking structure.
And you can bring a chair. if you want, you know, a folding chair, or we have some folding chairs that we'll rent you for $1 at the top of the Maynard Street parking structure. You can park in the structure and then go right on up, and you can go to films at 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and then go to the free film at 9:45 or 9:30, 9:45.
Well, one of the other things I wanted to make a point about is you've both mentioned on occasion that a lot of filmmakers are in town. Over 30 filmmakers
yep.
are in town for this. And because of the intimate nature of the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, and people are going to get to engage these people.
Absolutely.
It's an opportunity to really get that red carpet experience.
And it's not just going to be seeing them on stage doing a Q&A, once they're done with their screening, they're going to come start seeing some movies. So it won't just be this remote engagement. It'll be real and close up, and you'll get to meet some filmmakers, some of whom are up-and-comer, some of whom are well-established, and I think that that's something that we actually really excel at.
Great for the area. Can you still get advance tickets?
You can get advance tickets. You can get passes. You can go to cinetopiafestival.org or the Michigan Theater website.
And of course, walk up and welcome through the weekend.
Up right to the door, absolutely.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. I wish you both very well for the second Cinematopia Film Festival, and we will have high hopes for years to come. We'll obviously talk about it right here on Cinema Chat. For Russ Collins, for Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Go to Cinetopia Festival this weekend.